Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
We're back to talk Scooby-Doo by popular demand, I guess. Just the two movies, only. Heads up, warning in advance.
But there's more than that, James. There's more in the Scooby-Doo-iverse.
But I like to move forward, you know what I mean, with my franchises. Never go back.
So Scoob, the 2020 movie Scoob, direct to streaming.
That's right.
It's been cancelled, sorry everyone.
No, I think it's still coming out.
Oh.
Sorry, everyone. Maybe it's great, who knows. Listen, if you could leave a like, that'd be great. And I'm going to tell you why, because I think I liked this. Like, quite a lot for some reason, and I can't figure out why.
Because you disliked the previous one.
A lot!
And I quite enjoyed the previous one.
But?
I don't like this one.
Really?
Yes.
Because for this one, I felt like the last one is very much like a Sum 41 film clip from the era. Mm-hmm. And this felt more in tune with what I like about Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I thought you were going to pick a different band.
Like a Nickelback?
Like a Nickelback, yeah.
From that era, obviously. That's right, yeah. Not like a modern Nickelback. What's he doing with his straight hair?
Ridiculous.
What are you doing, Chad right. Kroger?
Right.
Anyways.
You know, I didn't hate this movie, but it didn't grip me, you know? Mm. I was kind of expecting maybe a quantum leap in terms
yeah,
of
right.
enjoyment. But I'm like, it's still fine, you know?
See, I thought the twists and turns in this one also made more sense and were more compelling than the last one. They were just like, it's a dog and a robot. But this one, I feel like...
It's a dog and a man and a KFC sponsorship is what you were thinking.
Well, it depends on what version that you get.
I'm well aware, yeah.
Because the gang is back and they're better than ever. They're sponsored by Burger King or KFC, depending on what region.
The region of where you live. I enjoy the fact that there are people like Matthew Lillard. He went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Sure.
And they're like, okay, reset. Now we're putting a Whopper in your hand. We'll do that scene again. Here we go. Go again. Say zoinks. Go again, Matthew Lillard. Throw the milkshake on the man.
Don't worry about the man. Don't look at the man. You don't need to look at the man.
You got to look at the Whopper and make dreamy eyes at the Whopper, Matthew Lillard.
Wasn't he a vegetarian?
Yes.
Ah, he's given up, hasn't he?
He's given up because of the delights of KFC or Burger King.
You know what also I liked about this version of the film?
Yes.
The gang's all back and Freddy, he's doing some Keith Urban hair. He's busted
yeah,
that
that's
out.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love it. Yeah. Did you know actually there is a teaser to this movie?
Is that his real hair or a wig?
I can't tell because you can't see the hairline. Oh, so I think it's a wig.
Right,
I think it's a wig.
All right.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us know. You're not watching,
but let us know. You wouldn't want to do that to your hair because he's got brown hair. You wouldn't want to do that to yourself again.
Not twice.
No.
Exactly. You know, there's actually a teaser for this movie in the other movie, Looney Tunes Back in Action. Matthew Lillard plays himself and he's talking to Scooby and Shaggy. And they're like, you really blew it in that last movie, Matthew Lillard. And he's like, I'll try better. And they're like, you better or we'll kill you. So.
And he's like, excuse me. And they're like, yes, we will murder you in your dreams. We've got those powers. We'll go into your dreams and kill you in your dreams and you'll die in real life. Also, we're going to insert ads for KFC in your brain.
We're corporate shills. We'll do anything.
That's right.
For money or blood. It also, this movie confirmed something that we mentioned in last week's video. Only Scooby and Scrappy seem to be magical talking dogs in this universe because we see real dogs.
That's true, we do, yeah.
And they're having conversations. Like, he can converse with dogs, mm-hmm. which makes sense because he's sort of a dog, I guess.
Right, yeah,
or some
yeah.
kind of demon shaped like a dog.
Mm.
What?
We don't know. But, I mean, this movie also... What's interesting, I think, about this movie is that they very quickly ease into the idea... That, you know, obviously monsters are real, as in the previous movie.
Yeah.
But in this one, you can just like create life
yes.
with a book.
Yeah.
You just if you can read the book,
you go woobly doobly.
You can create sentient life.
Yeah.
In the form of monsters.
So you think that's where he came from?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But they can think and they can act and they can have lives,
yep.
and then you just erase them from existence. It's very much it's a real existential question that nobody thinks about. I feel potentially because if any of these characters thought about it for even a second, they'd go mad.
Well, that's
a real H.P. Lovecraft situation.
Definitely.
They'd be like, oh my God, I created that life. And then I destroyed it.
Well, that actually was going to tie into the proposed third movie, which we'll get to later on.
Okay.
But what I did like about seeing all those old monsters and costumes, I realized I'd seen more Scooby-Doo than I thought, because I recognized
remember Minor 49er?
Yeah. We got the 1,000-volt ghost.
Yes.
The ghost of Captain Cutler. The Black Knight ghost.
Oh.
Good ghosts all around. Yeah. I also think, getting back to the mystery, this is a good kids' mystery, like for kids. I mean,
have
these are
just,
kids'
have
movies.
Have you just twigged that this is primarily a kid? This is a kids' movie.
Of course it is. But I feel like that's not always something that they nail in movies aimed at kids.
And that's also not something that a lot of people are willing to accept.
Yeah, that's true.
That a franchise or a movie or a TV series that you liked as a kid remains for kids.
Yes. Are you telling me that the movie Caravan of Garbage and Ewok Adventure is not for grown men like us?
Really painted ourselves into a corner. No, that's for us adults.
Okay, good.
We can watch that.
Well, if we love it so much, we don't ever have to cover it in the series, do we?
That's true.
Excellent, terrific. Oof. How did they make Linda Cardellini so attractive in this movie? What an amazing feat. How did they pull that off?
Oh, she took her glasses off and she brought her hair down. Or whatever.
And a cat suit.
Yeah.
A farting cat suit. Less farts in this as well, which I enjoyed.
Okay, yeah.
I love a movie with less farts. I've just written here, haven't heard the song New Flow in a while.
From Big Brothers?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. They make an appearance. Yeah, it was Mark McGrath not available again. I don't know.
He was too busy setting up his cameo empire.
Yeah,
he's been working on it for years. Years and years.
Well, it's really paying dividends, isn't it?
I agree.
I think the bad guy in this, great misdirect, by the way, because you think it's Seth Green, because he mostly does evil things.
Sure, yeah.
Up to that moment.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty good Doctor Doom costume.
Yeah,
not accurate, because we recently did Fantastic Four, but that's not.
They got the elements of it. I feel it was very much Doctor Doom based.
Yeah. Mm. He's got the moving mouth, and he's got the cloak, and he's like, ha ha ha. You know what I mean?
He sure does.
Yeah, well, it is a he, it turns out. Because there's the reveal.
Oh, that's right. It's Alicia Silverstone.
Famous anti-vaxxer Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, no, really?
/ inventor of birding. Do you know what that is?
Nope.
All right. Skip ahead to this time code because nobody wants to know this, but she would chew food and then spit it into her children's mouth.
That makes a lot of sense. She didn't invent that. Birds invented that.
That's true. It's not called Alicia Silverstoning, is it?
That's right.
So, yeah, there's the double reveal, which also I feel is something from the cartoon. I'm high on this movie for some reason.
You really are.
Maybe it just was so in the toilet last week. But the good thing is...
Maybe it's ISO madness.
It's probably ISO madness.
Yeah.
These are my friends!
I love all these open spaces with my friends in them. Wish I could go down to the docks. Whoa. Wish I could go to a biker bar or whatever it is, villain bar. Peter Boyle is in this.
He is in it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's great.
Raymond's dad.
Yeah, and that episode of X-Files where you can touch him and he knows if you're going to die and then he touches Scully but then she doesn't die for whatever reason.
That's right.
Why doesn't it apply to her? I don't know. What was that show even about?
Bees, I think.
Bees, mostly bees, wasn't it?
Mostly bees, a lot of bee talk.
Yeah, good. The good thing is, though, I feel, because I hated it last week and you hated it this week, if people are leaving a comment, they've always got someone to yell at. And that's terrific,
I feel.
That's perfect,
that's right, because in a lot of instances, if we both liked it, then people who also liked it wouldn't yell at us, would they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently James Gunn, also who wrote this, considers this the superior film. So me and James Gunn have a lot in common. We have just this one thing in common. And, you know, because it's 2004, this ends in a dance, doesn't it? Because that's what they used to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I felt it odd that Seth Green got involved in the dance. You're not part of the core crew, Seth Green's character.
You don't think he would have been in the next one?
Oh, maybe you're right.
But you know when you're in a group, like a friendship group, and then someone starts dating some fucking knucklehead.
Yeah.
And then they come in and you're like, oh, this guy. I'm talking about specifically a guy that we knew.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. Yeah.
So that's the situation. Mm. Like I understand why. See, I'm not happy about it, but what am I going
to
do?
Not invite him to the dance sequence? Of course. You're absolutely right. It would have been awkward. And Velma would have been like, come on, let my boyfriend in here. Yeah. And they'd be like, oh, fine.
I guess, yeah. Do you want to know some monsters that didn't make the cut, Mason?
Yes.
Previous monsters.
Okay. Hitler.
Yeah, he was going to be in it.
Wow. Yeah. Slobodan Milosevic.
Yes, that's right. Have you read the IMDb?
Yeah.
Yeah, terrific, right, yeah. Redbeard's ghost. Does that mean Redbeard had a ghost that haunted Redbeard?
That's a really good question, yeah.
Just something to think about, everybody at home.
That's
I don't want to know. It's just something to think about.
It's just a farmer.
Yeah,
some miscellaneous farmer.
Minor 49er. What did you mention he was in this?
I did mention he was in this.
So maybe he is. Creeper, ghost clown, phantom shadow. There's pictures of those. I don't you know, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know him.
That's real cool.
I think I'd know some of them if I saw them. I'll probably watch this back and go, oh, yeah, Ghost Clown, or whatever
right.
I said.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Also, of course, that planned sequel I was talking about. This is straight from the gun's mouth.
Oh, yes.
The barrel?
I bet he calls it the barrel.
He certainly does. The Mystery Inc. gang are hired by a town in Scotland who complain that they're being plagued by monsters, but we discover throughout the film that the monsters are actually victims of Scooby and Shaggy, and they have to come to terms with their own prejudices and narrow belief systems.
Huh. What do you mean victims?
Well, because you know how they murder some ghosts, like you mentioned up top,
oh, yes.
or some men, like yes. ruin their livelihood. Because just like, I just wanted to get this amusement park working again. And they're like, too bad, you're going to jail. You're going to jail.
You'll die in jail.
But, you know, so that's the way that was going to go.
Wow.
Also, the reason, of course, that didn't happen is these movies were panned by critics. This one more so, though I think now...
Oh, seems the critics are on my side.
That's right. So you're one of those. You're one of the elites, Mason.
That's
one of those,
right, exactly.
One of those big-shot Hollywood types.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
that's right.
Well, me and the gun, we're not about that. You know what I mean? We've got two things in common. We both hate you.
Yep.
So at the time, though, panned by critics... and audiences and fans alike, despite being a box office hit, the first one. The co-creator of the series, Joseph Barbera, died in 2006, so he couldn't have a hand in the third movie.
I see.
And this one didn't do super well, though it did get a theme park in Hollywood on the Gold Coast,
Movie World.
Australia.
Yeah.
It's probably still there for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't even think they've updated the Batman suit from 89.
It's probably a Paw Patrol ride now.
Yeah,
or something.
It might just be. Now look, as people pointed out, there's more films than two.
Yes.
There's prequels
mm-hmm.
that they made direct to TV. There's Scooby-Doo, The Mystery Begins,
mm-hmm.
and there's Scooby-Doo, Curse of the Lake Monster, which is a sequel, and both of them feature Robbie Amell as Fred, though he's brunette, which means bleaches his hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What a vain, awful man. Well, that's fine. Look, do what you got to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But anyway, of course, that all ended up in being the reboot. That is Scoob, a movie we won't talk about.
I don't want to. I saw the trailer and I did not like the look of it. I can't remember why. It's a bit vague in my mind, but it looks some movie that I would hate.
Is it also because Matthew Lillard, of the controversy surrounding that? You want to talk about that?
Yes, that's why I'm doing it. Because he's been the voice of Shaggy in the cartoons and stuff for years now. More than 10 years, I think.
And he's terrific.
But they didn't contact him for this new version. They just replaced him with Will Forte.
Who's amazing also.
Rocking
a hard place.
Real Sophie's choice.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm.
Who do I kill? Both.
Yeah, that's the only humane thing to do, I think.
Isn't it just?
I mean, you will be confronted many years later in a Scottish castle by the ghosts of Matthew Lillard and Will Forte.
I'm not going to Scotland.
Okay, you've escaped. You've escaped your fate.
Good. Here's a section of the show that I like to call Trivia Bivia. Every week.
What's a bivia?
Bivia?
Yeah.
It's like trivia, but it's bivia.
Oh, it's a bit bivia. Okay, well, I like it.
It's got a bit of zip.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of biv.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, good.
Okay. Remember the bit where they're drinking potions and
Scoob turns into a Tasmania devil?
Yeah.
A big slug monster.
Because they own the rights to Tasmania Devil, obviously.
Right.
So the gag in the script was that he would turn into a cartoon version of himself.
Oh, I see. Mm.
And then George W. Bush, which is so topical and on point at the time. Because he was big in the news for, like, being the president in war. I don't know if you remember.
I remember that,
there was a big war at the time.
I remember.
Yeah. But Warner Brothers...
He's one of the monsters they should have put in this movie.
Whoa! You'll say anything.
That's right. I couldn't think of a third one after Slobodan Milosevic. But that'll do nicely. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Listen, we don't like to get political on this show, so please tell us how you don't like us to get political on this show. It was decided that they didn't want to compare the 2D Scooby to the 3D one, so that's why we got the Tasmanian devil.
I see.
And also...
But they were perfectly okay with Shaggy turning into a sexy lady.
Yeah, because that's cool and hot.
Yeah, it is cool and hot.
Yeah. And the other thing is, this is another bit of trivia, and I just want to point out that some aviation nerd has just creeped in and snuck in this useless and stupid fact
I'm going to
read out here.
Yeah.
The metal slide rule, which Velma uses to calculate how to negate the effects of randomonium, is, in fact, an E6B flight calculator. The E6B is an incredibly important tool for pilots to calculate wind velocities, air and ground speeds, fuel consumption, time en route, and aircraft course headings, among other things. How dare you put this in the trivia?
No, James. That's bivia. That's the kind of bivia trivia that I'm in excited for.
I guess it is in a way, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I also just want to point out, look, if you do want more Scooby-Doo content, Scott over at NerdSync, he's a big fan. He's done a ton of videos. He's got a lot of great stuff. I'll link it below. please check it out. If you're a big fan, believe me, you'll love it. But if you're not a big fan, you'll love it anyway, because he's a big fan. He does Trivia Bivia also, definitely.
But if you're an even bigger fan, I'd probably recommend just watching this video over and over
again. Oh, yeah. That'll give you what you need.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Anyways, it's been Caravan of Garbage. We throw things up on Patreon, don't we? The reason why this happened is because it beat out GoldenEye.
That's right.
Do you want GoldenEye next week? Let us know in the comments. I'll probably throw up another poll. But it's up to you, really, isn't it?
That's right. You could saddle us with anything, to be honest. We've done this 2 weeks in a row. How much lower can we go? You know what I mean?
Yeah, the other thing is, of course, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out every week. I'll probably end up watching Scoob, if I'm honest, with my son. Mm. So we'll probably talk about it there for at least a couple of minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, you know, swing by for that. And, of course, subscribe for more videos here. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Give us a suggestion also. What do you want us to talk about?
Please do.
Not the prequels. We're not doing it. These prequels. We'll do the Star Wars prequels one day, won't we?
I guess.
But which one first?
First one.
Yeah, that's good.
Right?
That's good for content.
That's right.
All right, we'll see.
Because as the movies progress, they just get bivvier and bivvier.
They certainly do, don't
so
they?
So you got to do it like that.
All right, see you guys next week.
Grab that gem. We'll see you real soon.
I mean, not next week also. There's videos all the time, right?
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's my fault. I did that. Yeah, it's my fault.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.